It's the morning show that drives Des Moines. To work or crazy, yep, depends on the day.
It's awesome.
Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
So Tawny's, she's out of town, brother house sitting, decided to rearrange some stuff.
My whole kitchen counter area.
Still can't find a lot, right?
Yeah. I'm missing a few chargers. He put the baby shoes by the dog toy basket, which makes no sense.
Bet the dog liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all the toys.
Oh, those light-up Minnie Mouse shoes are nice and chewy.
Yeah.
But this time I think it was specifically to annoy me.
Yeah.
The first time it was not. So I just don't understand what would possess someone to alter the living space of another human being without their permission.
It's gutsy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I would never do it.
I wouldn't either.
This goes over here now. It looks better.
That's exactly his logic.
No.
This makes more sense to you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Get your own kitchen.
Right?
Exactly. So what happened when you let someone stay at the house or house sit? Watch the place. You came home to what? 515-280-1025. Mackenzie in West Des Moines now. What happened?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law was staying with us, and I was at work, and I came home, and he was in the kitchen, and I kind of saw something in the sink, and I turned around, and it was a deer carcass.
Oh.
He had a whole half of a deer in the kitchen sink, and I just freaked out and screamed, and he was like, oh, you know, I got it free. Somebody was getting rid of it, and I had to get it cut up right away. And I freaked out.
If that's what he does when you're around, what does he do when you're not?
I don't even want to know. I really try all costs not to have him stay or coming over and watching the dog for his face.
That's kind of where I'm at with my brother.
Yeah. And then a year later, I was cleaning out the freezer, and I found the back half of the deer.
Oh, my gosh. As someone who's never hunted before, what is a deer carcass like mess? Like, how messy is that?
Super messy, really bloody. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's so scary. Yeah, it was yucky. Very yucky. I wanted to kill him, and I called my husband, and I'm like, he has got to go.
Thanks, Mackenzie. You have a good day. Appreciate the call.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't fake a phone call to get out of a conversation. Just call Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning at 515-280-1025.